Although they were Christians, John Goslowski's Polish parents spent much of World War II in Nazi concentration camps. After the war, they were relocated to a refugee camp in Germany, where he was born in 1948. In his new book, Echoes of Tattered Tongues, Memory Unfolded, Goslowski uses poetry to tell his story of suffering, survival, and displacement, and we are very pleased that it has brought him to our show today. Hello.
Hi, Leonard. Thanks for having me on.
Had you ever written about your family's wartime experiences before?
Oh, I've been writing about my family and their experiences since 1979. I think this was the fourth book about my parents' experiences.
As straight prose?
No, it's always been poetry. In fact, I didn't start writing. I've written some prose about them, and there is some prose in the book sort of to fill in the story that the poems offer. I started writing prose about them after the third book was published, a book called Lightning and Ashes.
It can be argued that a lot of poetry is really memoir in a different form.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel that way about it. When I go into a library and I look at the division of books into fiction and nonfiction, I always think that poetry should be with the nonfiction because so much of it is memoir.
Now, you chose to tell the story in reverse chronological order. So you're writing a memoir in poems, in poetry, and you're also giving us the story backward.
Oh, I think you're
what else did you want to do to confuse people?
Exactly. I wrote it in reverse chronological order because I started writing the book just after my mother died. And the book picks up with their time in Arizona and in Phoenix, Arizona. And that was that moment, my mother's death and the time just before that was so much on my mind that I found that it's where I wanted to start their story.
Did you know you're going to write it as a complete memoir, or was it just in response to her death?
I've been writing poems about them since 1979, and so it's been a gradual evolution of these poems.
You were born just a few years after the war.
Yes.
Did your parents ever talk to you about their experiences in the camp?
It was my father could not stop talking about his experiences in the concentration camps.
Isn't that rare? Usually we hear that people who were through the camps, you really had to pry the information out of them.
I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of survivors, and what I've discovered is that generally in a family, there'll be one person who's the storyteller, and the other people will be the people who don't tell the story. It's as if each family chooses a person to continue that story, to tell that story, to move that story from the present into the future. And my dad was the person who took on that responsibility. You couldn't get him to stop talking about his experiences.
How did they wind up in the camps? They were Christians.
Yeah.
Were Christians treated any differently from the Jews in Nazi concentration camps?
Yeah. My father... Both my parents were taken into Germany by the Germans. My father was taken in 1940. My dad was a farm boy in western Poland, the area closest to Germany. And what the Germans were trying to do was to move Poles out of that area and free it up for living room for the Germans to move in. And so my father was taken in 1940 to Buchenwald concentration camp. My mother was in eastern Poland, and eastern Poland had been controlled by the Russians for the first couple of years of the war. And then the Germans invaded that section, and when they invaded that section, they gathered up people like my mother. In terms of where the Christians and the Jews treated differently, my father used to say that Buchenwald, where he was not a death camp. He said it was a slow death camp, and every year about one out of four people died because of brutality, starvation, just one terrible thing after another.
And your parents met at Buchenwald?
At the very end of the war, my father was on a death march away from Buchenwald, and the Germans who were guarding him and the fellows he was with walked past another camp where my mother was, and I talked to my parents about this stuff all the time, and I said to my father, "What was it like when you and Mom met at the door of this concentration camp where she was a prisoner?" And my father said, "First we had something to eat, and then we got married." And I asked my mother about that, and she said, "Oh no! Let me tell you the real story about what happened," and her story was quite different. And one of the pleasures for me in listening to my parents' story was listening to both of their stories and listening to the sort of, you know, the sort of contradictions and the sort of complexities that the offered to the story.
Well, she doesn't always have the kindest things to say about your father.
No. One of my mother's favorite. Well, my mother had two favorite words, and one of them I can't repeat on the air, I guess. And the other one was a word.
Thank you.
Yes, and the other one was the word worthless. Mm-hmm. She used to say my father was worthless. That he couldn't. He didn't know how to fix a leaky roof. He didn't know how to fix a flat tire. I have one poem called Why My Mother Stayed With My Father, and she says, she used to say, the first time the electricity went out, he fell down on his knees and prayed to the Blessed Virgin Mary as if to beg her to bring back the miracle of light. And my mother was just sort of endlessly critical of my dad.
Some of the stories that you tell in these poems are rather disturbing. Was it easier, do you think, to tell them through poetry?
Boy, you know, I've thought about that. Some of the stories are very disturbing, and I think for me, for poetry is like lightning. And when I sit down to write a poem, it comes as a flash to me, and what I want to do is I want to present it as a flash to a reader, as a flash of lightning. And the idea of taking some of these stories and finding a narrative connection between, you know, leading from one story to another story, sometimes it seems to me so daunting because of this this sort of lightning flash that I'm trying to reproduce.
I'm speaking with John Z. Goslowski. His latest book is Echoes of Tattered Tongues, Memory Unfolded. Would you read a poem for us?
I'd be happy to.
So people get some idea of
sure,
what we're talking about here.
Sure.
Perhaps not the most disturbing, but on the other hand, one that really gives us a sense of what you're about here.
I do a lot of presentations in high schools talking about my parents, their experience. And one of the poems that students find, a poem that speaks to them, is a poem called Life Story. And it's a poem based on something my mother told me. Toward the end of the war, the girls in her camp, one of them was pregnant, and she gave birth in the camp. And my mother told a story of the other girls trying to hide the baby because they knew what would happen to the baby. And so I wrote a poem about that. It's called Life Story. And I'll read that. Let me turn to the right page. Okay, a life story. She was born in a concentration camp in 1944. She weighed 1 pound and 8 ounces. She was a leaf of grass. She was lovely. She was born dreaming her mother's dream of flying like a robin through the air and eating everything that was pure and good and golden. And then the women guards smashed her into the wall and wrapped her in newspaper and threw her in the garbage with the others.
Well, your mother was pregnant with you in the refugee camp. That, of course, that's after all of this. What were the conditions like for a pregnant woman there?
As I say, I've done a lot of presentations, and I've talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people who were born in the camps. But you almost never, I almost never find somebody who was born in the camps in 1945 or 46, because the condition of the women, in one of my poems called The Day I Was Born, I talk about the women and how their wombs were still in the war, and how they didn't have the strength, their bodies didn't have the strength to carry the births to fruition, so that there were a lot of stillbirths, a lot of premature births, a lot of babies being born and dying because the mothers were, you know, their bodies, when the war ended, my mother weighed 100 pounds.
And how much did you weigh when you were born?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Because you're a big guy, so you've compensated. Yeah,
my mother was 5'10" and she weighed 100 pounds.
Wow.
And not only was there the consideration of weight, but she had lived with cholera, she had lived with typhus. And so in some of these displaced persons camps, the refugee camps, at the end of the war, there were so many babies being born and who were dying suddenly.
You were labeled the displaced person when you were born. What did that mean at the time? For a baby.
What's it mean for a baby to be a displaced person? I think there was just a word that they used to describe refugees. Mm-hmm. There was something called the Displaced Persons Act of 1948, I believe it was, that allowed refugees to come into America, and a certain number of refugees, and they were described as displaced persons.
And how old were you when you came to the U.S.?
I was 3 years old when I came.
Your parents decided to live in Chicago.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, we had to spend after we left the refugee camp in 1951, we were brought on a troop ship to America, and then we had to spend a year outside of Buffalo, New York, paying off our passage, working for a farmer who had agreed to bring us to his family. And the whole family had to work on this farm. My parents worked on this farm, my sister, who was 5, and I had to work on this farm. And I was 3 years old, and my mother tells a story about how my sister and I begged our mother to take us back to Germany because the work was easier in the refugee camp in Germany, and that the work was just too hard in America. And my mother said, no, this is America, and here's where we're going to stay.
And you had to learn to speak English because you spoke Polish and German.
Yeah.
Did your parents ever pick up English?
My mother was very good with language. My mother spoke Polish, Yiddish, Ukrainian, German, and English was very easy for her to pick up. My father spent the next 50 years of his life in America, and he spoke a little bit of English, but not very much.
Many people have talked about the fact that they probably, the survivors of these camps, suffered from PTSD, although they didn't call it PTSD.
Yeah, absolutely.
You saw that in your parents?
I saw that in my parents, and I saw that in everybody who lived on my block. We lived in an area of Chicago where there were a lot of people who had been in the camps, survivors. And the things I saw as a child growing up were just amazing. Just to tell one story, there were these two little girls who lived a couple of doors away from us, and their father had been in the concentration camp, and he worked a second shift. He worked from 4 o'clock in the evening, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight, and he would come home at about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and when he came home, he could not sleep with anybody in the house. I mean, you know, it's impossible for me to think about this, but what he would have his kids and his wife do is leave the house and stand on a corner someplace and wait for him to fall asleep, and then they could come back. And they did this regardless of the weather, for years and years and years.
And you tell not just your parents' stories, but also the stories of others. Did you speak to them, or did your parents tell you all of these stories? Some of them almost seem impossible to believe.
A lot of the stories, I think most of the stories in the book are stories that I got from my father and from my mother. As I was saying, my father was always telling me stories about what was happening from the time I was a little kid until the time my father died. He was telling me stories about people he knew in the camps. My mother, after my father died, my mother started telling these stories also. And I wish I had, with my mother, when she started telling me the stories, I started writing the stories down. I wish I had written down more of the stories my father told.
Now, we don't have any time left. I should point out that the book is published by Aquila Polonica, which is a Polish-American publisher?
It's a press that focuses exclusively on the stories of Poland in the Second World War.
And in this case, told in poetry by John Z. Goslowski.
With some prose.
Echoes of Tattered Tongues, Memory Unfolded. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thanks for having me.